Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. If this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. So I'm going to be doing an energy update right now. I asked the energy, the collective energy, what this reading is going to be about. And what I got was what goes around comes around. And the way these cards are pulling out, it's kind of... is this like a rehashing of things? Now my head is, my eyeballs are rocking in their sockets. So let's see what's going on here. Let us see. Card number 31, seventh house, partners. There are those who are a part of our soul journey. These people are basically our partners. You know, we come into this life with a string attached to them because they're meant to be a part of our life in some shape or form. And they get brought to us when we need them, when we need to learn the lessons that we're ready to learn. And sometimes they get pulled away. Sometimes they stay. Sometimes they leave for a short period and come back. Okay. So marriage is neither heaven nor hell. It's simply purgatory. Bindings, whether emotional and domestic or lawful, and what is right or permissible are indicated now. So this is really having to do with you kind of just creating a perimeter around yourself and observing what's going on within your space. Okay. This card usually means one of two things, either issues dealing with partners or significant others, either issues dealing with partners or significant others or court cases and legal issues. The card itself is neutral, much like the actual seventh house, which strives for balance. So the surrounding cards will indicate the basic meaning, whether positive or negative or something in between. With this... this deals with the Justice card, and it's about rivals, the other person, open enemies, courts, lawsuits, true love, partners, like really whichever way you want to swing it, whether left or right, this is about that, okay? Now, for some of us, this card might mean full-on enemy frenemy circumstance, okay? Someone who legitimately wants to cause some sort of harm or take away from your personal journey. For that, you have to allow yourself to experience solitude, alone but not lonely. You have to separate yourself from that. You have to allow yourself space to begin processing. You have to allow yourself time, not just time and space, but the freedom to respond or react in whatever way is necessary. It seems like there's going to be a triggering going on. Okay. For those, because this seventh house may mean that you're trying to stay in a state of solitude, like keep away, because this connection brings with it the promise of, intense lessons that we don't necessarily want to learn yet. Okay. And these lessons might be about really sensitive topics. For some of us, this is the soul connection with someone else, and the return is very uncomfortable, very, very uncomfortable. You're going to have to push through that discomfort. Okay. For both of those circumstances, whether it's a positive thing, being made out to be something a little more negative or scary because of our own avoidance of our lessons, or if it's really someone who intends to do malicious things to you, use your discernment. Definitely use your discernment, okay? Card number 31, faith. The Worm Moon is coming up next week. This is fascinating. I'm going to be doing a fire ceremony along with fire blessings on the 22nd for the 222 portal. The following day, the 23rd, is the Worm Moon. It's also my birthday. Hold on. But you have to have faith in your process. You are rebirthing yourself. You are bringing to fruition the things that you're needing in order to learn on a much higher level. Okay. So be patient with it. Allow yourself to enjoy your new growth. Allow yourself to grow, period. And card number 23, defend to the end the worthwhile. For some of us, this return of partners, the seventh house, it's like an ongoing argument. Excuse me. And what you're, thank you, Marker. What you're trying to do is establish boundaries, because you haven't established healthy boundaries. And once you establish those boundaries, you're going to have to be ready to enforce them. Okay. You're worth it. You're worth the fight. And if people are going to tell you that you're too much, you're being too dramatic and all this other stuff. Yeah, no, I'm not. Unless you were being me earlier. I was very dramatically processing. So card number 4, Venus, love. It's about connections with other people. Let love take care of it. There's a great need to unite with another. This is being partner oriented. So for some of us, this partner needs to come back. This is a soul partner. For some of us, this is someone who... there was some sort of separation for a period, and the time for that separation is done. Okay. That separation is done, and there's a need to come back together to finish learning the lessons that are being learned. Be careful wasting funds. You may be asked or feel compelled to settle a dispute. The argument needs to be finished. Indicates a possible new love coming in. That love can be a friendly love. It doesn't have to be a romantic love or a new start for an older love. You're basically being asked to let go of whatever sour feelings you had. What goes around comes around, right? They're going to come back around. Oh, and it's mirrored. Card number 4 and card number 13, 4. 3 plus 1 is 4. So 4. Solitude, 4. Card number 31, 3 plus 1 is 4. You've stayed in solitude far too long. They have kept away. You have kept away. Both of you have gone through a process of growing yourselves. And it's time to just allow the forward movement. This Venus card is connected to the Empress card in the tarot deck. It's about comfort, love, beauty, eating, sensing, relating, and expensive purchases. Don't be buying expensive things. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So card number 5, cultivate love. It's time for you to really begin cultivating your mind and your emotions. Oftentimes when, what's up?
Did you
offend
yourself?
No, I'm sleepy. I'm not an Asian novelty. I love you too. I'll talk to you guys later about that. So it's time to begin cultivating an environment of love. The garden of your mind needs to be tended to. The emotions that you've felt for however long that you've kept yourself in solitude needs to finally be processed. Do you have a reason to hurt in this way? Is there a reason, a legitimate reason for you to hold on to this hurt? What goes around comes around. Did you hurt first and then they hurt you back? And so now you're both hurt, both having a tantrum, both withholding from each other the very things that you were brought together to gift each other, lessons, connections, all kind of this really beautiful stuff. Card number 29, hunger, wolf moon. Y'all are hungry. Hungry. Your souls are starving for this reconnection. I don't know who y'all are. I don't know who the other person is. But y'all are starving for each other. This hunger to reconnect. There is already a reconnection that's occurring. With this huge ass moon energy being yin energy, dark energy, feminine, creative energy, rebirthing energy. The yin moon energy oftentimes provides just enough shadow for things to be performed without conscious awareness. So that reconnection is causing some of us to feel very like, what the hell am I feeling lately? Why am I feeling like this? It's probably not even your feelings. It's probably not your feelings. So as the two of you have become very hungry for a reconnection, card number 29, 2 + 9 is 11. Your physical body, your physical and mental bodies are now in this state. Card number 38, 3 + 8 is 11. 11, 11, okay? Restore and replenish. All around you are messages from your soul. Look at all of these unanswered messages, okay? All around you are varying levels of growth. The leaves represent growth, nourishment, synthesis of self-sustaining thoughts and processes that lead to growth, growth upon growth. The key, where's the freaking key? The key is in the buttons. And what do the buttons do? They hold it together. Buttons hold two separate pieces together. Hello. Isolation, separated. Seventh house, partners, time to reconnect. Okay. It's time to reconnect. It's just time. It's just time. It's time. You're feeling depleted because much of your energy is going towards trying to process information that you're not really going to be able to process unless you are ridiculously intuitive to the point where it's your job and this is what you do and you've done this for your entire life. You're super confident. You totally believe in yourself. Chances are you're going to think you've gone crazy. You don't know why you feel this way. You don't understand. And you're just going to deplete yourself. Card number 33, ninth house, faith. We travel, some of us forever, to seek other states, other lives, other souls. They're on their way. They're on their way. They're looking for you. Obstacles are being lifted. The ninth house in astrology is the house position for the sign Sagittarius, the planet of openness, luck, and expansion. Let's see. Destiny, fate, and karma all come into play, as well as your view of what God may or may not be. They're probably going to write a letter because the ninth house represents publishing and influences through the written word. So for those of you, if this is resonating with you, they're probably going to be reaching out with a message. Check Messenger, check your text messages, check your email. And it has to do with the Three of Wands. It's all about education as well, okay? Occasionally, this card indicates a temporary disconnect from someone close where you depart from your known life into another one as a pilgrim or a seeker. So maybe one of you had to disconnect. This is a really deep soul connection that is being touched upon. This very deep soul connection was one that created such a sense of discomfort for one or both of you. And it was scary. So one or both of you took off running. It's seeming like what all of this is trying to say is they're trying to reconnect. I don't know who this is that keeps trying to reconnect. It's this energy that keeps coming up in pretty much all the readings about reconnection. They're coming back. They're coming back. Who is this? Just come back already. Good God. Everyone's been talking about you coming back for how long? What is taking you so damn long? Just come back already. Say what needs to be said and then figure it out from there. Card number 23. There's a solution for every problem. This is what's going on. They're still tied to something. They're trying to rise up to meet you at the level of growth you've achieved. Okay, because you've risen since the last time the two of you had contact. You've definitely risen. You've evolved. They're still tied to something, some sort of thing that weighs them down. They're limited right now. They're being constricted. I don't know. Okay, so snakes have a forked tongue. Two halves of one tongue. Which side are you getting? The half that's telling the truth or the half that's telling the lie? I look at this and I feel like maybe this is their insecurities. Maybe there's this part of them. One half is like, just call. Just call. Just message. Just do it. Just send it. Send it. got me spitting. Just send it. And then there's this other half, like, no, they don't want to hear from you. Like, they don't want anything to do with you. They hate you. They don't want anything to do with you. Don't. So there's that split, this sense of a split, internal division. If you're the one experiencing that, you're never going to know which one is true until you actually send the message. Send the message. Just send it. And I don't know what message you're going to send, but obviously you need to send something if you're here and this is resonating and you've been, you know, twisting and turning in your seat like your ass is on fire, trying to figure out if you should send something. Send the message, say whatever it is you needed to say, and then give them the space to decide whether they want to reply or not. And then you'll know. You'll know exactly where you stand, and then you can do whatever you need to do to move forward from it. If they don't want to reconnect, they're not going to respond. They're not going to reply. And sometimes for some people, they're going to need a few days to figure out whether they're going to respond or not. Sometimes the hurt is that deep. But I think for the most part, quite a few of you who this is resonating with, there needs to be a reconnection. Notice how I stuttered. Yeah, which card is it? I don't know. I think that might have been a different reading. Boundaries. So this is you sending a flower, penetrating their boundaries. That doesn't necessarily mean it's unwelcome. But there's a lot of fear, a lot of hesitation from what it feels like. Like they've, whoever it is, has tried to bubble themselves. If it's you and you've tried to bubble yourself, you're still safe within your bubble. You know, you don't have to necessarily respond unless you want to respond, unless you feel called to respond. There's been a lot of messages. A lot of messages you've been ignoring. I don't ignore messages. I don't. I selectively decide who to. I'm joking. Michael, no, for real. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. Card number 20, softly, softly, the tender touch. So if a message is sent, be very careful on how you respond. For some of us, he said, say yes. For some of us, the knee-jerk reaction is to be hurtful because this is your one opportunity to like strike back. Is it really necessary? Probably not. There's things that need to be communicated. You're going to have to rise up above the pettiness and cattiness of wanting to be able to know without question that you hurt them the way you've been hurting. Well, you know, the truth is, it's seeming like they've been hurting as much as you this whole time anyways. What's that going to do? What's that going to do aside from create more blockages that will prevent you from healing beyond this and moving forward? Let's pull a couple more cards. No, I'm sorry. I don't accept astral messages. Michael wanted me to tell you guys sometimes the messages are astral. I send all of those to voicemail, spiritual mail. Oh gosh. It's nervous laughter. Just stop judging me. It's nervous laughter, okay? I can send whatever messages I want to spiritual voicemail. You are not my minder, okay? This is not some sort of spiritual conservatorship and you get to tell me what to do. You might want to stay in your own lane. You might want to stay. As a matter of fact, how about this? Instead of you giving me advice about my life, how about you make sure ain't nobody recording me at the gym so I could work out and be fully able to harness this energy without hurting myself? How about that? How about that? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, bro. Today is not the day for you to chime in. You've been mute for days. Today is not the day for you to find your voice. See what I'm saying? Shit. Okay. We're just going to read this. You're like Bad Juju, bro. Bad Juju. That's your new name. BJJ, Bad Juju. BJJ, yeah, Bad Juju Mikey. Let's see. Mm-hmm. There they are, jumping ship. A tower, a catastrophe, accident, things happening very quickly at lightning pace. Look at that. Tower card. Yay. Woo, it's a tower card. How does this fit in? How does this fit in? I want to know, how does it fit in? They had to experience a tower card, ten of swords, death or ending of situation or relationship. So they had to experience a tower card to get out of whatever circumstance they were in that actually perpetuated this separation and prolonged the unnecessary struggle and suffering. They're jumping on their chariot. They're coming. They're coming. Page of Wands, travel. Again, travel, three of wands, surveying. They're watching you. I knew it. Who's watching, surveying your kingdom? No one better be watching me when I work out. That's really weirding me out, like really badly. Unless you want me to completely shut down for days on end to process this, you better fucking reassure me of this shit. Ten of Pentacles, an agreement, signing of a contract or money agreement. I'm going to need to clarify what that means. You just make me sad, Michael. Go away. Go away. So let's see. What does this Ten of Pentacles refer to? What type of agreement? Signing of money agreement. Money contentment. What does that have to do with any of this? What goes around comes around. Okay. So the sun. You know what? Hold on. It's about accomplishment, success, favorable relationships, love, joy, devotion, achievement. Okay, so they're coming home to you and they're going to send you a little message. They're going to reconnect with you. And for those that are needing to finish the lessons that you're needing to finish together, it'll all work out. You guys are going to be all buddy again. Some of you are going to be all romantic again. You're going to be boom, boom buddies. The Magician, elements of surprise, good or bad. It looks like this is going to come out of nowhere. Some of you have been waiting for some time with nothing to show for it. And now you're probably like, forget this. I'm not waiting anymore. Well, that's fine because this is just going to come out of nowhere. It's not something you're going to be able to prepare for. The Justice card, finding out the truth in the matter, affecting the balance. It's this sense that with the Justice card, whatever imbalance was created, I think this has to do with a third party circumstance. I think a third party circumstance probably was factored in, and that is what allowed for a long-term separation. Okay. Even if it's just friends, it might be a third person that really got in their head about like, yeah, no, oh, they're toxic for you and they shouldn't, you deserve better and whatever else people say. But all of that's going to be coming to light. It seems like all of that's going to be coming to light and they're going to probably come back and apologize. It feels like they had to go through quite a bit to understand the gravity of who and what you are in their journey. It seems like they had a tantrum and tried to throw their weight around and withhold themselves. One of you tried to withhold yourself from the other one, kind of as a form of punishment, I guess hoping that they chase after you or, you know, that you chase after them. And that's just not how it panned out. Yeah, all is not lost. If you look behind, you may have something to salvage. So yeah, it's, you know, they're realizing all kind of just weird realizations that took them forever. It's about time. Have me thinking you had some kind of intellectual dysfunction. And maybe that's what it was. Maybe they just allowed their internal dysfunction to block their process of figuring things out. I don't know. Made you feel like more of a parasitic circumstance on their behalf. It seems like the third party might have been a parasitic, like a Trojan, used to create all kind of disharmonic stuff. But, you know, regardless, Trojan or not, you know, it was their own bad for trying to think that they could play games with you. Seriously, it's their own bad. Like, oh, you wanted to play games? I'm sorry, I don't play games. I declare war. I'm joking. I'm just a little bit sour today. Just don't mind me. A little bit extra salty, a little bit sour. You know, like a lemon drop. A shot of a lemon drop. Okay, whatever. That card just flew out. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that happened, okay? They experience a type of hive mind, you or they experience a type of hive mind. This is not to excuse any type of shady stuff that went on, but it's to help you understand. It's to help you understand how they can go from that to whatever they're at now. They went through a mental transformation. Okay. This mental transformation helped to enlighten them as to who and what you are in their journey. Again, you're not necessarily their life partner. Okay. Let's get that out of our head right now. You're not necessarily their ultimate romantic partner. But you are a spiritual partner in that you're going to help them and they're going to help you learn the things you need to learn in this life. So they had that enlightenment and they're trying to find the courage. They're really, really trying to find the courage to reconnect with you. Okay. You're like the missing link of their journey. They do have a sense of renewed hope. They're hoping that you will allow yourself to hear what they have to say, you know, power of sound. And then if you frustrated, if you mad, it's your own fault. You called them to you. Card number 92, calling our parts home. You called this back to you. You called it back to you, okay? So card number 92, card number 29, 2992. The two of you, okay, so they experience an external hive mind, right? That they believe like, oh, you're right. You know, all these people talking shit about this person, they're probably all right about what they're saying about that person. Stupid. But the two of you have a shared consciousness. It's like a hive mind. You called it back to you. The moment you began with this process of card number 84, forgiveness and gratitude, 8 being the number of reunification, 84% at 417. Okay. 8 being the number of reunification, 4 being the number of self. So looking at my clock, 84% at 417, 8, 4, 4, 1 plus 7 is 8. Mirrors, just like this, mirroring each other, right? So you guys mirrored each other. One of you initiated self-healing. And by virtue of your spiritual connection, the other began to mirror it without even realizing. So y'all are calling yourselves back to each other. Card number 38, Black Leap Patterning. The secret Orion society fighting the negative forces was called the Black League. They operated covertly and were a major force for inspiration and hope. You have had experience with this group, and this latent tendency of resisting authority or fighting for peace is a deep karmic pattern. So with that, the two of you are fighting for internal peace to begin with. Okay. Today, it's important that this polarity of us versus them be healed. Shift your focus away from the light, from light and dark scenarios. Begin to see reality in a unified way, with all manifestations being an equal and valuable part of creation itself. This again ties into forgiveness and gratitude, being thankful for their part in your journey, or their absence in your journey that's really gifted you with a deepened process of thinking, okay, processing. I was just talking about how the people we choose as partners are mirrors of our soul. Well, then my soul is sexy because my partner is sexy. He's sexy. All seriousness, that is true. The people who we find before us oftentimes are a reflection, external reflection of an internal circumstance. So that's what's going on. What goes around comes around. Something's going to be coming back to you. Who, what, where, and when? Nobody knows. Let's get a final card. Let's get a final card. Putting all of this away. There goes, guys. I'm going to pull a card now, okay? This is a message from our higher selves. The courage of your love. Card number 38. 3 plus 8 being 11. 11 being the number of divinity. 3 being a solid foundation from which 8 to reunify. A solid foundation to reunify. That's deep. The courage of your love. Love is without reason. Rationality is like a cane. Judgment needs a cane because it's blind. When love arrives, thought dies in its shadow. Love is a sunrise while thought is only a flashing light. I do not bleed at you like a sheep, for to startle you from your slumber, I need to roar like a lion. You must awake, my beloved. There's no time to waste, for the wolves are circling, hungry for sacred flesh. So I shall roar mightily, and although at first you recoil in fear, soon enough you will see the wolves. You'll become aware and grateful to have been thus awoken. Yes, you remember that you have a precious human life to protect. You fear me no more. You thank me. You jump on my back as if you were a warrior astride a wild mount. You roar then along with me, awakening the others as we cause the ground to rumble, disturbing those even in their deepest slumber. You, like me, are a fierce lion, not a lamb to be led to so many slaughters, the variety of an opportunity for which is available in terrible abundance in our world. There is a Sufi story about a mother with her breast leaking milk. She loses her child, and once she finds him again, instantly lets him suckle for as long as he needs. A Sufi master nearby says to his students, "Do you think she would throw her baby into the fire?" And all the students say, "No, of course not." And the master replies, "Allah loves his children more than she, with enough tenderness to throw them into the fire." So it is with love. At first, as a young heart, you want only comfort with your beloved. You cannot bear the thought of pain within them, even for a moment. Your own suffering is easier than bearing the suffering of your beloved. That young heart grows wise through experience. It becomes an elder, an ancient heart tempered by grace and rendered strong with compassion. This is a great heart that can hold the suffering of the world within it, and yet still find space for peace, for sweetness, for tenderness, and for rapture. This is the heart that shines with courageous love. It's willing to feel and bear all suffering without judgment, while gently holding in the truth of what that suffering really is. Okay, so they've been suffering. You've been suffering. Everyone's been suffering. Sometimes when soul love is taken into consideration, it will allow you to hurt and to break and to fall apart so that a greater, more fortified version of you can be reconstructed. From those same pieces, you're not being made into someone else. You're being rearranged to be in better alignment between yourself and your soul. And I think that's what happened for many. If this is resonating with you, this is what happened. There was a separation that occurred, and this separation had the intention of breaking you, not out of maliciousness, but because you needed to be broken down. Those walls needed to be broken down. The walls you erected out of fear from a life that you've lived that is not in alignment with your truth, those are not built on a solid foundation. They're built on illusions, distortions, twisted half-truths, and they need to come down. And sometimes the one we love the most, the one who loves us the most, has to be the one to deconstruct it, to take it apart. And so if there was a separation between you and someone else, our higher selves are wanting us to try and find it within ourselves, to begin the process of understanding that the separation, it was done in love. Regardless of what the human mind wants to believe, regardless of the details that help to support the distorted beliefs of that human mind, everything that happens to us happens for us, and it's a form of love that oftentimes the human mind cannot comprehend. So don't allow yourself to be victimized by the gravity of the distortions you've allowed yourself to pledge your loyalty to. Whatever happened is a distortion of the truth. It's a distortion. So now you're tasked to unravel everything. And if you feel like you're falling apart, maybe what's really happening is you're falling back together. All the pieces falling in perfect time and measure, perfect alignment, perfect spacing, perfect everything. Whether your human mind can understand that or not is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Eventually, you'll understand. Eventually. Not given enough time. Eventually, you understand after you live through it and allow yourself to see, look at the truth in the eyes. You'll see exactly what it was. For they say hindsight is 20/20. So there's no book to life because you are a living book. You're writing your manual as you live. 92% at 429. 92429. Nine being the number of God, the utmost expression of divinity. Two being the number of guidance. Four being the number of self. Two being the number of guidance. Nine being the number of self. A reflection. As you walk away from yourself, you walk closer to yourself. As you walk away from the you that you know, the you that clings to these stories you've told yourself in their absence, you walk closer to a higher expression of who you actually are, one that doesn't need the story anymore, but instead has lived it and understands the gravity of its truth. I don't know who's coming back. If you don't know who's coming back, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe no one's coming back. I don't know. For some of us, this just might mean a reconnection, energetically speaking. For others of us, this might mean full-on message, contact, call, accidentally running into you on purpose. I don't know. But it's something that can no longer be held back. It's definitely something that can no longer be held back. And if you get frustrated, if you're feeling frustrated with all of this and feeling like, well, they've been gone for so long and blah, 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 blah. Well, what kept you from reaching out? Did you reach out? Did you try and find the courage within yourself to correct the imbalance that was created and perpetuated by both of you participating in it? Is it evolved of you to be pissed off that it took them this long to find a courage you refuse to find within yourself? I'm just saying it's all about balance. It's all about mirrors. Maybe they didn't reach out because a part of them viscerally felt that you turned away from the reflection and they had no choice but to honor the laws of reciprocal reflection. You turn away, I turn away too. Do we even really need to blame? Or can we just take this message for what it is? What goes around comes around. Hurt went around and it came back around. And now you've chosen healing. You've chosen to walk away from the circumstance that both of you have been locked into for however long there's been a separation. And as you walk away from that, they turn their back to that circumstance as well. And now you're free to circle back around and meet each other at a different place, different time, different mental, emotional, and spiritual space. And maybe that's what the two of you were waiting for. Or maybe not. I don't know. All I know is it's time for you to find the courage to move forward. Move forward towards an individual? No. To move forward in your journey back to yourself. And according to what the card said, you're calling your parts back home. So obviously, you're home to them. Stop being so sour. Seriously. Only I'm allowed to be sour because I sit at home. I'm joking. Stop being so sour. Allow healing to occur in whatever way it's meant to occur. Healing does not mean rekindling a toxic romance. Okay? Healing means allowing yourself to move forward, to reconnect as two different individuals, no longer wanting to recreate the toxicity of the past. So if they do reach out, be the person you are now. Don't revert to the person you were when it was too painful to look each other in the eyes, okay? Be yourself. Be who you are now. Allow your growth to be witnessed and just be. That's beautiful, Lizzie. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. Please give this video a thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed to my channel, please do subscribe. Turn on that notification bell. Join me every single time I'm live. Bye.